I just wanted to elaborate on my submission.
So can you remind me what number?
244. I made some comments in my submission on the introduction, but really they apply to the whole document. And I think there's too much discretion in the document. My experience with council and planning is that council staff, commissioners, and bureaucrats in general, I guess, and I don't mean this to be disparaging, but making decisions isn't easy, and I think that if there was a lot less discretion in the plan, it would be a lot better for everyone, more certainty for the residents, and also less subjective decision making. I made quite a few editorial comments, editorial comments in my submission. I think the plan is not that well written, and there's a lot of mistakes in it. And bad wording in a plan like this just shouldn't be there. You need to have a clear and concise plan, and I think at the moment it's full of mistakes and it's ambiguous. And I just wonder if there's any plans to edit it properly, or what's going to happen. In my submission,
I can assure you that's part of our job.
I made some comments on bad wording, and my submission was rejected by Mr. Pickard and described as an emotional statement. But I think that, I just wonder if he's actually read it, and whether he's actually read the introduction. And just as an example, can I read to you one of the examples I mentioned in my submission is his comment about, definitions. Definitions 1.6.5. Definitions are provided within this plan and have specific meanings. Generally, plain English interpretations of words are encouraged, but there are definitions included within the Resource Management Act and other legislation such as the Building Act. Well, that last phrase, not even a sentence. I mean, what does that mean, and how could it get to be in the into the district plan when it's publicised? And to me, it just shows that the plan was just not ready to be put out for public submissions. And there's other comments I've made on the wording, but really I think it's a bad start to a district plan that's supposed to be an important document for the council. And the other thing I'd like to say today is about the process, and I made a further submission, mentioned this in that further submission, which was also rejected, and that's the fact that there's so many requests for plan changes for private interest in the plan, and my feeling is that this process has been hijacked by private interest, and there's a difference in the council providing for everyone's self-interest and the public interest. Public interest isn't the sum of private interest. And I think you need to be very aware of that. And the council's job is to provide for public interest, and that's how people collectively achieve their self-interest. It's, for example, if you go to a concert and you're sitting down and someone in front of you stands up so they can see better, then everyone has to stand up to see better, and no one's better off. You're all much better sitting down. And the private plan changes, I think that's everybody standing up on their tiptoes wanting what's good for them, but it's not good for the public as a whole. And so I don't see why you're accepting these private plan change requests in the district plan review. The other thing where I think you're promoting private interests is in allowing certain businesses to write their own Section 32 reports. And I'd just like to ask you, there's a report titled Matakauri and another one titled Noise. This is the Section 32 reports. Who actually wrote those, who commissioned those reports and who wrote them and who paid for them? And I suspect that they were paid for by private interests and the council just put their name on them. Is that, I mean, how did they come to be? Who wrote the Matakari Section 32 report? Was it the council?
You'll have to ask the staff that question.
But is that not the sort of thing that you are interested in?
In due course, perhaps, when you see them. But, I mean, we're focused here on Chapter 1.
Yes. Well, I'm talking about the process as a whole. And so I guess my question is, I wrote my submission, which Mr. Pickard has rejected. So does anyone else read it, or is it just him that reads it and rejects it?
His rejection is only his opinion. That we, the hearing panel, the ones who actually make the recommendation to the council, not Mr. Pickard.
Yes.
So that's why we're listening.
And another question, in the definitions, that chapter is particularly muddled and needs a lot of clarification, and I see there's no hearing for the definitions chapter. Is someone going to review that?
No, there is a hearing for the definition chapter. It'll be at near the end, probably in October.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Are you available to answer questions?
Yes.
No, I have heard what you've said.
Thank you very much.
And yes, we did read it.
We're going to adjourn now, and we can deliberate on chapters 1 and 5. Discuss that in the intervening hour.
I think we should continue with Mr. Barr for consistency.
Okay.
Otherwise,
we would prefer to be honest. But.
When does Mr. Pates have to get to speak?
He needs to be, it's 5:45, so we need to be on the road by 4.
He's only going to Auckland. It's easier than Wellington.